Chapter 2. The Sanctity of Life. Once a man ceases to recognize the infinite value of the human soul, then all he can recognize is that man is something to be used. But then he will also have to go further and recognize that some men can no longer be utilized, and he arrives at the concept that there are some lives that have no value at all. Helmut Thielicke. I do not feel that I am a product of chance, a speck of dust in the universe, but someone who was expected, prefigured, in short, a being whom only a creator could put here, and this idea of a creating hand refers to God. Jean-Paul Sartre. Any ethical matter that has life and death implications forces us to deal with the larger issue of the sanctity or sacredness of life. War, capital punishment, euthanasia, homicide, abortion, and health care all are sanctity of life issues. Since a central issue in the abortion debate is the question of when life begins, is the discussion clouded by introducing the matter of the overall sanctity of life? If, as already argued, pro-abortion and pro-choice activists do not consider abortion the destruction of human life, it may seem that all parties in the dispute have an equal concern for the sanctity of life. For the most part, the pro-abortion and pro-choice activists are not denying that life is sacred. They are only saying that a developing fetus is not a human life. My intent in introducing the topic of the sanctity of life is not to muddle the issue of when life begins. The sanctity of life touches the abortion question when a person has real doubts about whether a fetus is a living human. Here's my reasoning. If we are in doubt at any point about whether or not we are dealing with human life in relation to abortion, the overarching principle of the sanctity of life stimulates us to think carefully and avoid rash judgments. The sanctity of life principle underscores the gravity of the question of when human life begins. Though I am assuming that the majority of those who are pro-abortion or pro-choice declare a high view of the sanctity of life, it is wise to assume that the overall respect for the sanctity of life eroded significantly in the 20th century. Perhaps the most pressing issue in philosophy over the past century has been the question of anthropology, the nature of man. Pessimistic existential philosophy has raised